May the Lord help us to commence with hymn number 609. Lord, we fain would walk in love, but alas, how slow we move. Pride, that haughty monster pride, often makes us start aside. When we get to verse 3, perhaps we may not feel we can sing as the purchase of thy blood. But may we sing with the desire to be found among those who are the purchase of his blood. Hymn 609.
Thank you. Let us read together from the first epistle to the Corinthians, from chapter 1, commencing at verse 18. First epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, commencing at verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God that's in the eyes of man is wiser than men, and the weakness of God in the eyes of men is stronger than men. For ye see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble, are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom, and righteousness, and sanctification, and redemption. We read chapter 2, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear, in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But, as it is written, Eye hath not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. May the Lord bless his word and help us in prayer. Lord, to grant that help of thy Spirit, pray that thou art indite true living prayer, there'll be desires with it. Lord, do come. Lord, do not be at a distance, nor leave us even for a small moment. We pray for the help of God at the throne of grace to lay hold upon thee, and do come, Lord, where sinners are. Oh, that would be our mercy. We pray, Lord, that thou wilt take away the unbelief with thy sweet grace, that we may be rid of our fears somewhat. Oh, the malady, the sense of unworthiness and the inconstancy. Pray for that increase of thy Spirit, revealing ourselves, but in a very precious way, the glorious person of the Lord Jesus, who is our hope. We pray also, Lord, that thou wilt apply thy word with sovereign power. Hear the cries gone up, and remember us, Lord, at this time, that there may be some gracious help of God for us, and that thou wilt remember us as poor sinners. But may we prevail and be able, Lord, to say we've found him. We seek that thou remember seekers and help them, Lord, as we are reminded. They cannot reach the high notes, perhaps, of doctrine. But, Lord, we pray that thou wilt come to the poor and the needy. We have thy promise, but I am poor and needy yet, the Lord thinketh upon me. We seek, Lord, that thou remember those whose hearts are burdened and cast down with the psalmist. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. We pray, Lord, for those unable to be here. We seek especially for those in our hearts to pray for. Lord, it's all the children, one little one especially. We pray that thou continue to grant that help of God, and remember our dear one, and we pray for the families, but we pray for all the families. We seek, Lord, thy blessing upon them. Those that are growing up in this very dark day, that thou wilt be round about them. As is often said, an unctuous light to all that's right, and a bar to all that's wrong. We pray for those that have responsibilities. Those, Lord, that have to pray their way along, and it will be tomorrow if thou dost spare them. Again, the continual need of thy divine help, may it be laid upon one that is mighty. And we do think of those, Lord, that are in tribulation. Think of those that are drawing near. Lord, to be round about them, we pray, and those that have lost loved ones, we pray that thou comfort hearts, Lord, with the consolation of Christ. Surely he knows how to bind up those poor souls, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We pray, Lord, that thou hear us for the prodigals, maybe those, Lord, that shall return and be in want afar off, but now their hearts are toward the highway or the Father's house. Lord, we pray that thou be with them. And Lord, remember any that are cast down because they have long sought thee but cannot find thee. Lord, do remember them. May they be able to know a little sweetness in the Good Shepherd and his sweet grace to call poor sinners and to put them on his shoulders too. And bring them on their way. We pray for this house of prayer and the church of God. We seek, Lord, that thou add unto the church such as shall be saved. And we pray, Lord, there may be much building up in Zion. Lord, it's a day when we do ask and plead, Lord, there may be knowledge of sin and salvation. Maybe, Lord, much done in the holy name of Jesus, sir, we would see Jesus. Remember our own deacon and do help him, we pray. But Lord, we think of others too, that walk a sorrowful path. And we pray for our friends at Earthenborough and the situation there. And Lord, do help us to pray for our land. Thou still preserve us. And we acknowledge thy judgments. We acknowledge, Lord, that still we need thee in our poor land. And we pray that thou to arise. And we do earnestly seek, Lord, for the eastern part of Europe under the dreadful oppression and the conflicts there in Ukraine. May our God hear, and may the Lord sweetly deliver, especially thy people. But we pray for our fellow creatures, and we are mindful of the privileges we have, and the freedoms, Lord, perhaps we need to be reminded of past deliverances. Do come, Lord, with a sweetness in thy name, with a preciousness in the word unto you therefore which believe is precious, a little sweet application of the blood of Jesus, and oh, to be brought to the cross and there to feel with the dear dying thief such renewing his soul and such a knowledge of the Saviour. Remember me, he said, when thou comest into thy kingdom. and the blood was before him, and the suffering Saviour was close by, and oh, he received such life divine, such words of grace. May we be in some little measure like him, to be found at thy dear feet or in thy wounded side. We ask that thou come now, Lord, and help us, we are poor. We pray that we may be able, Lord, to preach the whole counsel of God, its law and gospel. We pray there may be divine help for the hearers. Remember us each, we pray. We all stand in exactly the same need of thy mercy. Hear the prayer, remember us still. Help us now. Forgive our sins. Come, Lord Jesus, and do haste unto us. Until we hear those words, all hail, we ask thy mercy upon us, thy gracious help. Remember the Sabbath school too, and we pray for each cause represented. We ask that thou hear us now in that worthy prevailing name. Cannot be lifted up more, but sweetly fills the throne of grace. We ask for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn number 1071. Happy soul that free from harms rests within his shepherd's arms, who his quiet shall molest, who shall violate his rest. Hymn 1071.
by the help of God, I'm directed this evening to the 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and reading verse 30. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, but of him are ye, that is Jew and Gentile, in Christ Jesus, as sanctified, called by grace divine, as he addresses the Corinthian church, especially in the gospel, but of him those that are born again. But of him are ye, in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. This morning we tried to speak from those words, or some of them, for he must increase, I must decrease. And the preceding verse speaks of those that are brought to the bridegroom. We dwelt some time thinking of the words of John the Baptist and how he was able to joy in those things that he knew. We have it in the word there. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. Now, friends, it seems that my mind has been directed, wondering how to speak, perhaps again from those words. But really, the words in our text follow on. May God grant it, but of him. And the words that we have thought about this morning, he must increase, are taken up by the sweet words here. May the Lord apply them. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. And also those things that we need to be reminded of, those words also. I must decrease. Well, friends, they're in our text too. That's the effect of God's grace. I think the hymn writer says it. They never think they're laid too low, if Jesus on them pity show. Oh, that the Lord might grant us more of the knowledge of the Baptist here and the sentiments. And now, what this really means, the increase. What does it mean? Well, friends, it's what the Lord Jesus is, according to the sweet sentiment of the gospel. It's the cross, isn't it? It's what may be found at the foot of the cross. What and how the Lord may bless his people, not without blood, nor without the cross. It's what these words really mean, to know that increase. It's that leading by the Spirit of God unto the very person of Christ and him crucified. But of him. These characters then are such as are born again, and they're seekers, and they're very troubled sometimes. And they wonder whether God has begun with them. And they fear that they're left out. Well, the Lord, by the blessed Spirit, grant us some sweet knowledge of what is declared in the chapters here. It's the preaching of the cross. Now, what is the first blessed attribute, if I may be led aright, in the sweetness of these words in the gospel? But of him are you in Christ Jesus. This is it. For of God is made unto us wisdom. thought about it in the interval. Oh, what a sweet attribute. Wisdom has found a way in the counsels of Jehovah, whereby sinners shall be saved. I think our friend last evening was saying the Lord sends a shall be, and they have to come. Shall be saved. Now this is the matter, friends, that rests upon my mind especially. The need of wisdom. But I want to look at it doctrinally for a moment. That belongs to the greatness of the preaching of the gospel. In the counsels of Jehovah, in the perfections of the Trinity, in the glorious covenant wisdom by the cross. It's so sweetly made known, isn't it? Is it ever precious to you? That is the way grace flows, by the sweet wisdom of God appointing it to those characters that are blessed by grace divine. A way made, a kingdom indeed. But it's that wisdom which is of a heavenly nature before man fell. Oh, friends, there's a sweetness in doctrine if the Lord is in it for us. Any of you lack wisdom, it says, let him ask of God about his calling, about his regeneration or no, about his standing, about everything really. This wisdom is of God. You can't ask too much. Neither can you despair if the Lord teaches you and me a little of that heavenly wisdom by the cross. It's the person of Jesus and it's his suffering. How intense. I thought in prayer, and I do find it very precious, the dying thief was just the same as the other. But friends, so blessed was he that he was given that wisdom in the 11th hour, wasn't he? Now that's grace, isn't it? Oh, and the cross was exceedingly wonderful for him. It was him that hung there and viewed him in his sweet perfection with a desire to be remembered by him. And he liked that. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. I'm afraid it's a good prayer, isn't it? Now I think of it in the way in which the Lord conveyed the answer. Today shalt thou be in paradise. It's the heavenly wisdom whereby none need despair. That truly seek for mercy and come like him. I was thinking of how he viewed the sufferings, the blood shed, the crown of thorns. Friends, his heart was moved. That's what we need. Hearts to be moved. And brought nigh by the blood of Christ. Just as that dying man prevailed. Well, God was with him in the truth. Now it's in our text, to have God has made unto us wisdom. Now there's another application that has been attending my mind. I want to come back to this particular text, but there was a word that descended a little on my mind. It's this, I leave it and pass on. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good. And whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. I don't intend to dwell so much, so long there really, but friends, it's this wisdom that's needed. Sometimes our wisdom's swallowed up. Friends, His wisdom is the same. If any of you lack wisdom, whatever it is, there will be things you need wisdom. And sometimes we have to remember this, and I want to pass on, it's whether a matter needs to be handled at all. Carefully considered. Weighed in the balances. In the truth of God's word. Friends, we need wisdom so much, don't we? I'm going to pass on, but perhaps it's a word that it came to my mind and led me to a particular text. He that handleth the matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. What a sweet word, really, it is, contained in the gospel here. And it's the wisdom I want to notice here especially. This sweet word, really, it's like a river with all these streams flowing out of it, isn't it? But of him. And who are these? But those that are sought out, called by grace, that they're very poor, that they're Jew and Gentile. That's the extent of the greatness of his wisdom. Oh, friends, he calls, and these characters, Jew and Gentile, are brought humbly to worship him and to know it in the truth of the gospel. Friends, to those that seem to be out of the way, or any that feel they're not quite like the people of God. The matter here, it rests on my mind, but of him the characters are given by the Father unto, as we spoke this morning, unto his dear beloved Son. Jew and Gentile, the election of grace, extent of them known to God. Friends, election is a truth divine, isn't it? Now, who are these characters? Friends, they're given unto Christ. I don't want to go over my ground, but it's sweet, really. And the Saviour, friends, he seeks them out. Still upon my mind. And so, and they're brought back, that they're brought indeed upon his shoulders, and they're brought in wisdom's way. What a way it is. Opposite to poor human wisdom. I was thinking that men speak today of think tanks and things like that, don't they? What we need, friends, in our poor land is wisdom of God. And a sweet consideration of God's mercies. And what Israel ought to do. Certainly in the church. Wisdom is needed. Handle matters wisely. I want to perhaps come very much forward here. But it's the first, to me, it's a wonderful attribute of our God. Every should make a way where there's no way. In the counsels of Jehovah's love. The matter, friends, is this, that the Trinity is engaged in the salvation of sinners. And in a wonderful way, it's this. Friends, what unity and what blessing. And it covenant made between, in my view, it's between the Trinity. And then there's a covenant indeed. To the election of grace. But especially, oh, it's the covenant entered into. There's wisdom in it, isn't there? That to redeem, we have it in our text, to bring back and to get glory unto God himself. Oh, but there's salvation that's in it to the Lord's people. And some may wonder if they're of the Lord's people, but I want to speak of the virtues of this wisdom. It is contained, if we notice, in our reading. God has chosen the foolish things of the world. Oh, it's the fools. Ever been a fool, for Christ's sake? The foolishness of God is wiser than men. Oh, there's many sweet parts here, isn't there? But God has chosen. Chosen in Christ. Their time began. Now, it may seem high doctrine. I don't want to speak too high for any. But, friends, it's real things, isn't it? A way made, appointed, and safely these poor characters given to Christ to search out, to bring back, to bless them. It's in the mediator, the man Christ Jesus. But in the glorious appointments of this divine one, but of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Well, it's those that are gathered at his feet. Those that have to bow their poor hearts and souls before him. Lord, magnify thy grace divine. May I be one of those that are called by grace and blessed with a name in the Lamb's Book of Life, however at the bottom it may seem to be. But of him. If only I could really set it forth, friends. That's the extent of the gospel. Jew and Gentile, blessed with grace, not left in nature's darkness, but called by the love of God and the appointing for them of a Saviour, and he searches them out. These sheep, and brings them home. Well, there won't be much, will they? Like the prodigal in want. That's the gospel currency, isn't it? Can't be too much in want for him, but your feet will be now toward the narrow way, till him you view, until you might find him. You won't go in the opposite way and say, as some seem to, well, if I'm saved, I'm saved, and it will be known eventually. No, friends, it's an exercise. A desire with the prodigal. Oh, that he could be back. And he would be the least among his father's house. Now, these are the characters. I gather up all the election of grace. Friends, they're all called by grace divine. They're not uncalled. They're called by grace. And it reaches deeper into their lives. And it's not known perhaps, but it's that calling out of nature's darkness by the light of truth shining in a poor sinner's heart. One especially said, what must I do to be saved? And base things of the world, things which are despised, any walking in that? Or take up the cross and seek to bow under it. This is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand, perhaps, or the left to get out of it. No. This is the way, friends, it's wisdom's way. Let us look at it. But of him are ye. The Lord bless the poor and the needy. And those that need the Lord. But of him, in the wonderful purposes of God, is pleased to hear these broken petitions and to bow down his ear to hear them too. That's what we need, isn't it? Lord, to bow down his ear to hear the poor cries and groans a bit sometimes, sighs perhaps in the night. But of him, the Lord grant the blessing of it. These are hearts moved, they're brought by grace divine. and they sometimes don't know what's happening. I can't say how well taught I am, but they're so much in need, and they need mercy, but it's in the way he meets these characters until they cry, until he sanctifies. There's something in our text about it. These characters are brought, because they're brought all the way back, from first to last, until they're brought to Jesus Christ, the sinner's friend. But of him are ye, but it means only in Christ Jesus. Single eye, a desire for the Lord. There is his name precious. I mean by his grace. You say, well, I do need him. Those are the characters I feel are in the gospel net. Well, they're such as need the Lord. And he certainly appoints them so many needs. He meets those needs in the person of Christ. Maybe in providence, certainly in grace. But of him are ye in Christ Jesus, who have made, who of God is made unto us wisdom. Oh, it's a very sweet theme, isn't it? Wisdom of God for poor sinners that do need the Lord. I pass on, but the things that are too hard for us, but not too hard for his wisdom. Who of God is made unto us wisdom? Well, it's in his glorious person. His loving heart engaged to be the surety, or the one to hear. Friends, it's his pity, isn't it? That we've sinned. Friends, we're nothing but sin, really. Left to ourselves, we deny the things we ask for by the awful malady of sin. The conflicts that may abound. Perhaps some of you know what I mean. As soon as you try to pray, oh, there's such a trouble, of unbelief. You scarce could think it could be possible. Friends, this is the conflict. And Satan seeks to overcome these poor characters. But he cannot. Why? Because of the cross. Oh, to speak humbly about it. Friends, it's he that has found these characters that in the truth of the gospel has made a way for them. Not that they're good enough, but friends, it's wisdom's way. It's the cross. Oh, the wonderful truth of it. Going from Gabbatha even unto Calvary with a weighty cross. But I like to try to think, friends, of the man. He wasn't perfected until he laid down that life that none could take away. Exceedingly great doctrine, isn't it? But it's the perfections of him by his death unto the satisfying of his Father's holy law, and which was charged upon his holy soul in a way we shall never understand, at least here. It's the man. Sweet hymns about him. But of him, or known by him, seen by him, and heard by him. He knows the beggar's cry. He knows his sheep. Friends, they know him too. Now, the great matter, I think, may be this, but how do I know I am one of his? Well, friends, what would you part for? Compared with Christ, said the hymn writer, and all beside, Now comeliness I see. The one thing needful, dearest Lord, is to be one with thee. Can you creep in there? Let us of the crowd on sing. Cries of sovereign grace. Now these things belong to the working. I like to think of it as a weaving of his sweet grace in the hearts of his people. They're not always on the mountaintop. But friends, they always have to turn to the Lord as those that are still more and more unworthy. And that's how they go on. But of him. And because it's all of grace, they might go to him just as they are. For the blessing of the Lord to be known to the worst of sinners, who on Jesus' grace rely. Now the next attribute here, which is righteousness, is divine, isn't it? I like to think of it as imputed righteousness. A righteousness woven out, but freely given in a robe. A sweet garment of righteousness to cover. And these souls are washed from sin. But they do need also this robe of righteousness. But they need him especially in the thought of eternity. Have on that robe and to be known of him. My sheep hear my voice, I know them, they follow me. But especially, it's this application, friends. A righteousness, what for? For sin and guilt and shame. It's that which is found at the foot of the cross. It's his sufferings for sin. How intense. How great a matter. I do believe it always has to be spoken of with much reverence. Ever God should dwell with man. And it's here at the cross especially. When the Father could not look on his Son. And he suffered the just for the unjust, the dear Redeemer. It's love, isn't it? But also, it's what the Father required and the extent of that wisdom. He knew how low it was. So in Gethsemane, isn't it? He knew precisely the sufferings, and it caused the blood to flow. Oh, the deepness, the depth indeed of the sufferings of the Son of God. Oh, it is for sin. Let us ever have those right views of a suffering Saviour. Jesus in the sinner's place, the hymn writer speaks of it, doesn't he? Scene of matchless grace. It is Jesus in the sinner's place, and there. The price was perfectly paid. His life was given as a ransom. Friends, it's the offering of it. The righteousness in it. It's the glorious truth of it, friends, that thus he would love. The Saviour, he's not short of love. Oh, the greatness of it is this, that he stooped down and suffered an ignominious death. Oh, but there was that love in his suffering. And he had the hiding of his Father's face. Love could not be known at that time. Heinous nature of sin. And yet, friends, by it, poor sinners live. That's the season, isn't it, which we come to. Oh, the extent of it. The freeness or the way in which he laid down that life, or suffered in the sinner's place, all of them. That are brought to God. And then there is the way of that perfect offering, that God was satisfied. This is my beloved Son indeed, whom I am well pleased. And that's the nature of all the truth that is in my mind here. Made unto us wisdom and righteousness. Nowhere else. Certainly not under the law of Moses. Certainly not in the creature. Certainly not in their pride. Oh, we've sung about it, haven't we? That's the trouble, friends, pride, isn't it? That we need subduing personally, and we need it more than maybe known. That needs subduing. Then there is that sweet union with God, isn't there? Each one knowing his own, their own debt of love. I must hasten, but it's this glorious truth of the cross, the nailing of this Saviour by wicked hands, and the cruel spear. Oh, what sweet hymns there are about it. Hymn 143 is so well known, isn't it? I do love the sentiments of it. It's the virtue of the blood, the sufferings by the blood of atonement, and these sufferings, friends, to make good the breach, to satisfy God's most holy law, until it's satisfied, it's got nothing more to require. There is therefore now no condemnation them that are in Christ Jesus. We need it made over, don't we? But it behoves me to say, we dare not say, well, the Lord hasn't called me, he hasn't blessed me, so until he does, I'll go on, as men seem to think. No, friend. With the Lord's people, there's a particular love to the Redeemer. And it always directs. Faith and love go together, don't they? There's always this acknowledgement in God's time of the sweetness of that name and the glories of the cross. It's by which the church is freed. Prison doors open. The matter is this. It's the way to God. And the Father views the church upon his heart in such a wondrous, faithful way. He cannot frown, nor earthy Joseph frowned, didn't he? Made himself harsh. Well, that's because of that particular way in which God will be glorified. But, friends, the Lord is satisfied. Oh, a little of that satisfaction in your heart and mine will cause real worship. But then there's a way, isn't there, of it all. One, four, three. I was just looking it up. What a sweet hymn. I haven't got time to notice it particularly, but friends, that's a very, very sacred, precious hymn, isn't it? I commend it to you. Of course, that we know it, but may we know it savingly. Cleft for me. Grace, friends, puts us in the cleft. Where would you be without the cleft? Let me hide myself in thee. Let the water and the blood from thy riven side which flowed be of sin the double cure. Cleanse me from its guilt and power. It's an all-availing plea, you know. It's in the sweet truth of that redemption by blood. It's a very sacred theme. I want to come quickly. Righteousness and sanctification. You know, friends, we're so bad, we don't want the sanctifying effect of God's grace. We want the world left to ourselves. And we want some little knowledge, but we don't want the sharp points of trouble or persecution or sorrow. And God appoints it otherwise. This sanctifying is being made holy, but it's by those things that bring us unto Jesus. And friends, it's a wonderful thing if we know what it is to be sanctified or to be brought humbly to acknowledge that he is good. What e'er betide, all is well if Christ be mine, it says in the hymn. And friends, really, that's the will of God, sanctification. The matter is this. Friends, the Lord purifies, he sanctifies, he sets apart. These characters, they're not anything in themselves. But friends, they're the objects of God's love. And they're brought to have to walk in his wisdom. Very deep subject. But destroy it not, there's a blessing in it. And sometimes our greatest sorrows are in, our blessings are in the deep sorrows of the way. I hope I know what I'm speaking of. Oh, friends, the name of Jesus, the sweet excellence of it, it does sanctify. It takes out all the hardness and makes his way such a way of his love. This is the way walking in it. I want to come a little closer. Sanctification and redemption. Now this is really the truth in our text. What we have tried to speak about. It's the purchase by his precious blood. Oh, the redemption in the shedding of blood. It's the virtue. There were those characters, one especially, that knew the virtue of his garment. What a sweetness there is in the virtue of his sweet name. Now, friends, let me try and put it like this. The poor child of God, he feels he'll soon be overcome. He can't go a single step. He can't go on. And the Lord says that they have to take up the way of the cross. Putting it in the gospel. Friends, this is the way to heaven. We've seen dear characters taken from earth to heaven. Can't really speak about it. But they're purchased. Friends, they belong to him, and he comes for them. And they're brought nigh by the blood of Christ. And they're brought through by the blood of Christ. That's their strength. It's the atonement. And that is the sweet truth by the cross and the blessing of it, friends. It does sanctify the heart. But oh, there's redemption in it, that is. There's a blessing divine in it. Now it's put to a poor, guilty sinner's little lot. And it makes them clean. It's the offering on high and the blessing in the soul, isn't it? And it really speaks of that which gets glory to God's name. But oh, the strength of this redemption is for that great matter of passing from this life with a sweet hope in the person of the Lord Jesus. I wish, friends, that I was more like those that are in the text. We view our own insufficiency, pride, and unbelief. But the matter is this, here is redemption. It's the purchase complete, isn't it? Well, there are purchases here below. This is a purchase of God, of his precious blood. And these characters are brought right home to God. They're the objects of his love, the purchase of his blood. And the righteousness in him is for the church. The angels know not of it. And it is true in one respect that the Lord Jesus was perfectly holy and without sin. It's the work of redemption put to the account. Those that feel so guilty and so ruined. And then the opposite, I say, they feel sometimes to be so hard and so unlike the people of God. What should they do? Go to Jesus about it. Tell him. Pour out your heart before him. I must leave a few things shortly because I can't stand very long. But this is the word that has settled on my mind above him. In Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness. It's that wonderful theme, isn't it? Of imputed righteousness. And sanctification, that's enduring grace, if I can put it that way. And redemption, it's the deliverance utterly and completely from the defilement of sin and from the curse of a broken law. But according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Would to God we knew more of that, friends. I mustn't get turned aside, but I do believe there is need to be humbled under that cross that we might be given wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Many sweet things have not been spoken at all, but it's a sufficiency. Friends, in Christ Jesus, that's what the apostle was speaking about, but of him. Are ye in Christ Jesus? I must leave it there. Amen.
God willing, Mr. Timothy Parish will preach for us on Good Friday morning at 10 o'clock, and Mr. Charles Warboys next Lord's Day, and he will, God willing, administer the Lord's Supper after the evening service and also address the Sunday school. Our closing hymn is 237, the first part. Let us ask the important question, brethren, be not too secure, what it is to be a Christian, how we may our hearts assure. Vain is all our best devotion, if on false foundations built. True religion's more than notion, something must be known and felt. Hymn 237, the first part.
Thank you.
wants us an interest in that peace, procuring, sealing, blood. May it be well with us while life remain. Well when called to die, be with our brother especially. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus, the love of God the Father, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.